Good evening. My name is Duncan Williams, and I'm the chair of the UC Berkeley Center for Japanese Studies. On behalf of the Center for Japanese Studies, I'd like to welcome you to this evening's conversation with the world's renowned filmmaker, animator, and artist, Hayao Miyazaki. Mr. Miyazaki is here with us tonight on the occasion of his receiving the Berkeley Japan Prize. This prize, given by the Center for Japanese Studies, honors individuals from all disciplines and professions who, through their life work, have furthered our understanding of Japan and its contributions to global culture. We are honored to have awarded our 2009 Berkeley Japan Prize to Mr. Miyazaki in a ceremony earlier this afternoon. For nearly 40 years, Hayao Miyazaki has enchanted audiences thanks to his hand-drawn, lushly colored, and emotionally soaring animated films. Among the internationally acclaimed films Miyazaki has written, directed, and drawn, his best known and most beloved include the children's classic My Neighbor Totoro, Kiki's Delivery Service, Princess Mononoke, Spirited Away, and Howl's Moving Castle, and his most recent film, Ponyo, which some of you may have seen last night, has set a new record for Japan's highest grossing film. The world's Miyazaki presents to us a wildly fantastic. Robots live in abandoned castles. Grinning cat buses glide over fields of grass. Rivers and mountains, embodied as fish and frogs, perform stately dances in magical bathhouses. But they are, at the same time, incredibly familiar. They're familiar because they're rooted in worlds we already inhabit. We believe the drama of a dragon being fed a pill because we've seen that same sideways look and bulging gums in a dog taking medicine. We've seen the wind rushing through that field of rice or grass and can guess at that spirit or force that was responsible for it. It is realism in service of imagination and imagination in service of our lived realities. Miyazaki's films and art have not only inspired young people throughout the world to want to learn more about Japanese popular culture, they've helped us to dream of the past and to connect our human mythologies and cultural roots to the future. Not all of Mr. Miyazaki's films are set in Japan, but they're all inevitably marked by that deep belief in the animating forces behind every natural feature of the land. In Miyazaki's films, each being, animate and inanimate, human, animal, and plant, even dust balls, are given lives, personalities, and characteristic behaviors. No surprise, then, that Miyazaki's ambition is not merely to entertain, but to engage people's attention, to prod it into action, to inspire people to go out and explore their own surroundings. By watching and absorbing the messages of his films, more and more people around the world have been planted with a seed of wonder. Where do Miyazaki's stories come from? Is the life force that pulsates in the Japanese countryside to be found elsewhere, in my own countryside, in my forest? To animate means to breathe into, to bring to life. As Miyazaki himself explains, the job of an animator, an artist, is to soothe the spirits of those who are disheartened and exhausted from dealing with the sharp edge of reality, unquote. Miyazaki does this in his films by reminding us that nothing in the world is asleep. Everything has its own life, its own history, its own animating force. Like that ear of corn that the youngest protagonist of My Neighbor Totoro stubbornly insists on bringing to her mother in the hospital. All of his films are a reminder, a gift brought forth with love, blessed by the sun, and filled with sweet nutrition that can heal. There are a gentle recognition of the animating force within each of our own imagination. Tonight, we welcome Hayao Miyazaki here at Berkeley to share his insights and perspective on his body of work, as well as a range of issues, from the role of the artist today to his view of contemporary society. The first half of this evening's event consists of a conversation on this stage with the author of Japan America and faculty member at the University of Tokyo, Mr. Roland Keltz. The second half of the conversation is with you, the audience. And if you have each of you actually should have received a program as you entered Zellerbach this evening. And if you have a question for Mr. Miyazaki, please turn this sheet over and write your name and question. These will be picked up by ushers about halfway through Mr. Keltz's interview. So please be ready to pass it down the aisle. We will try to have Mr. Miyazaki answer as many of these as time allows. One final note. Mr. Miyazaki's words will be translated tonight by Ms. Beth Carey. And with that, please help me welcome the translator Beth Carey, the interviewer Roland Keltz, and one of the world's greatest filmmakers and animators, Hayao Miyazaki.
Okay, good evening. My name is Roland Keltz, and I'm deeply honored to be on the same stage with a master artist, filmmaker, and animator, Hayao Miyazaki. As Professor Williams has explained, we will be collecting, the ushers will be collecting questions from you later on in the evening. And they will be selecting some of them, and I will hopefully ask them clearly and effectively on your behalf later in the evening. So, Mr. Miyazaki, I would like to start by asking you a question about a topic that you have discussed in the past. Many young people today in Japan and here in the United States live in virtual worlds. Their information, their entertainment, their communication, their friendships on Facebook are virtual. And you have talked about how there's a danger to living in virtual worlds. And one of the risks can be that young people lose their imaginations. And I guess I would like to ask you, as an artist with an extraordinary imagination, what the solution might be to this problem.
Old people always comment that nowadays things aren't that good.
Yes,
there are many virtual aspects in the world today, but when I was a child, probably compared to 100 years before that, there were also more virtual things in my childhood as well.
ですからこの問題を考えるときに自分の子供時代はこうだった今はこうだというふうな話し方をしてもこれは生産的ではないんです。
So it's not much use to say in my childhood it was like this and now it's like this to compare those different ages.
つまり、ゲームやテレビのもっと前映画の時代は問題なかったのかあるいはその以前はどうだったんだっていうふうに辿っていかないといけない問題で、簡単に結論は出ませんがこれは文明の本質的な問題だというふうに思います。ですから文明はいつも病気を抱え弱いものを抱えねその人々を苦しめながら進んでいくのは文明ですからその文明の本質そのものかあるいは文明の末期なのかそこが僕は一番今気にかかっているところなんですけどね。
So even before the age of video games and television, when perhaps movies were the virtual world that people saw, we still had problems then. And before that, there must have been problems as well. And I think it's an essential point of civilization that there are always issues that we're dealing with. Civilization progresses along with encompassing disease, weaknesses and problem areas. What I'm concerned now is where there's sort of an end point to civilization, if we're coming to some sort of end of the world type of era now.
The idea of apocalypse or end of the world seems to run through, at least as a subtext, many of your films.
Yes. 素晴らしい体験になると思うんですが残念なことにそうはいかないようなのでついいろいろ想像してしまうだけです。
It would be wonderful if I could see the end of civilization during my lifetime while I'm alive. But it doesn't seem like it's going to happen. So that's why I use my imagination to think what it might be.
I guess we're all in an apocalyptic mood this evening. But at the same time, I'm thinking of films like Nausicaa, and even in Ponyo, there is a great tsunami that threatens to destroy the setting.
でも、ナウシカにもありますし、ポニョも非常に大きな津波がありとか、嵐がありますので、そういう実際のその世界を滅びさせるっていうのが、人間がいて、ここに自然があるんではなくて、人間の中に自然がある。そのポニョの中の自然が弾けることが津波でもある。ですから、ポニョの映画の中では津波は破壊的には働かないで町をきれいにして人の心まできれいにするという不思議な魔法になっています。これはもうそれは本当にあるかないかではなくて私の願いそう思うなんですが、
We often think that people and nature are separate, but I believe that they're not separate.Nature is included within people. The nature that's inside of Ponyo becomes the tsunami for her to arrive to the town. And this tsunami doesn't destroy the town or the people there. It's a kind of a magical, a cleansing tsunami for the town and the people who live in there. And it's that kind of hope that I see.In the power of nature.
Together, along with that, that idea of hope in nature, while there is an apocalyptic tendency in your work. I think there's also a theme of nostalgia or a longing for lost worlds, worlds of perhaps natural purity and magic. And I wonder if those two might be connected for you.
そういう世の終わり的なもの、の中 に、とか、自然の中に希望をもたらすって持ってらっしゃるということ、と同時に、ノスタルジーも、映画の中にあると思いますけど失った世界へのノスタルジーということですね、とか自然 の純質な自然、そういうマジックがありますのでそれはどうでしょうか。
よく分からなかった
。聞き正してもいいですよ。
僕の住んでるところはですね、大雨が降ると川から水が溢れてくるんです。それでその時には小さな路地ですが、年寄りたちがみんな家から出てきて突然賑やかになるんですよね。
The town where I live, when we have a hard rain, the river rises and almost floods the area. And it's at those times that the old people come out of their houses on the alleyway and get very excited.
まあ膝の下ぐらいにまでしか来ませんから、家の中に流れ込んだうちは一軒もないんですが、多分そのうちに流れ込むだろうと思います。
The water rises only to just below the knee, so it doesn't really rush into people's houses. But eventually, I think the water will come into people's houses.
災害なんですが、何かそういう時に人というのはですね、他人のことを気にしたり、あの人を助けなければいけないと思ったり、普段よりも何かいい人になるんですよね。面白いですね。
So this kind of flood is a disaster, but at those times I think people become nicer to each other. They think that they have to save the person who is in trouble, and they become better people.
家を建て替えたんですが、その時に自分の家だけ高くするのをやめたんです。それで水が来たら、まあ私の家も一緒に浸かろうという、その方が家内も私も心が穏やかに過ごせると思って。
We rebuilt our house, but we decided not to rebuild it higher than everybody else's house. My wife and I are willing to get flooded together with the people around us. We feel that's better that way.
災害を悪というふうに決めつけない。私たちが自分たちで管理している小さな雑木林は、まあ、住民が管理しているんですが、大水が出てその林の中を水が流れるようになると、まあ、ゴミもいっぱい来るんですけども、植物が明らかに元気になるんです。その後その水がゴミだけではなくいろんなものをもたらしていることは確かなんです。ですからそういういろいろな見方で自然のことやその災害のことも考えなければいけないというふうに僕は思ってます。
I don't think it's a good idea to equate disaster with evil or a really bad incident. We manage the local forest, and when after the flood, even though there's a lot of junk that's flooded into the forest, the plants and trees there seem healthier after being flooded. And so water brings good things as well. So I think we don't equate some natural disaster with something really bad happening as a calamity, but as something that we live together with.
まあ、本当のことを言いますと、僕にもかなり悪意がある人間で、東京高いところから見下ろすとですね、高いビルの上から。なんか海が少し戻ってきて人間が少し退くといいなってこっそり思ってますけど。
Well, I have a kind of an evil side as well. So when I go to the top of one of the high rises in Tokyo and look at the scenery below, I think that it would be better if the sea came a little closer and there was less, there were less buildings down below.
Which brings to mind the fact that true evil, such as it exists, or if it exists, is very hard to pin down in your films. And I think Ponyo, some of you may have seen it, is a great example. In particular, the sea god or father figure of the sea is reminds me more of Prospero from The Tempest, Shakespeare's The Tempest, in that he is a more of a troubled man than an evil one.
あの、要するに悪役っていうのが、悪役っていうのが、はっきりと出ないっていう、思いがありますね。例えばポニョでは、あの、そのお父さん、人が、私が見たところ、嵐、シェイクスピアの嵐、テンペストのプロスペロのようで、非常にいろいろ問題を抱えている人、というふうに見るんですけれど。
悪役を出して、それと戦って映画がハッピーエンドを迎えるという作り方だと、悪役を一生懸命こう作らなきゃいけないんです。で、それは絵を描く人間にとってはあんまり楽しいことではないんですよね。それで悪役を出すのをやめました。
To have a film where there's an evil figure and the good person fights against the evil figure and everything becomes a happy ending. That's one way to make a film. But then that means you have to draw, as an animator, the evil figure. It's not very pleasant to draw the evil figure. So I decided against having evil figures in my films.
あの、ポニョの中で、そのポニョの父親の藤本という、あの、男はですね、実はあの映画を作りながら私の隣で、あのアニメーションディレクターをやった近藤克也そのものなんです。小さな娘に手を焼いて、あの、今も生きてます。
In Ponyo, the character of Fujimoto, who's Ponyo's father, is really based and exactly fits the chief animation director, Katsuya Kondo, who worked on the film. And he's having a difficult time raising his small child. And so he's facing exactly the same thing as Fujimoto.
Do you often use staff members?
そういうふうにスタッフの方たちをよく使いますか。ええ、あの。<笑><笑> それで少し賢そうな絵を描くと君の幼児性をもっと爆発させろと僕は言い続けて、賢くなるのをやめさせました。今は社会復帰に苦労してると思いますけど。The artist
who did the background art in the film, Noboru Yoshida, he's an incredibly nice, good person. It's an he's amazing the way he is so nice and good. And so when he drew pictures that were very perfect and very nice pictures, I said, have your childishness come out more. Explode in your childishness, was what I kept telling him. So I think now he's having a hard time with re-entry into society.
Ponyo is a very colorful film as well. In fact, of course, there are rich colors in all of your works, but Ponyo seems to me to take that color to another level. In fact, one might say that colors and the colors of the film and the sea become a character in Ponyo.
色とか何かがもう一つレベルが違うような、あの、表してらっしゃると思います。例えば、海の色とか何かが、もう一つのキャラクターになっているっていうような感じがするんですけれど。その美術デザイナーの吉田昇というのはですね、赤と緑が大好きなんです。その彼の格言には必ず赤と緑がどっかに入ってるんです。それを発見するのは僕らの楽しみで、あ、まあ、ここにもある。それから空の雲を描くと大抵5つ描いてしまう。 何を空の雲を描くときに5つ描いちゃうんですね。つまりその幼児性というか、その擦れていないというか、その幸せな気持ちをもっともっと出していいんだっていうふうにやった結果、自分たちでも目がくらむようになってしまったんです。いくらなんでも行き過ぎじゃないかっていう意見もスタッフに出ましたけど、もう止めることはできなくなってまして。
Noboru Yoshida, who did the background art, loves the colors red and green, and he always puts them somewhere in his film, drawings. So we would always search for where the red and green appeared, and we'd say, oh, here it is, here it is, here it is, and we would find the various places where he put those colors. And when he drew clouds, he always drew 5 clouds in the sky. And this kind of, yeah, this has this kind of naive, childish way of drawing, but it gives you a happy feeling to see those drawings. So I urged him to become more childish and more naive. So then we had these drawings that were really wild, that are that gave us a really vivid conveyed vivid worlds. So that kind of childish, naive vividness was what we were aiming for.
スタッフがですね、彼のその心の中の善良さを愛したんですよ、みんなね。ですから、驚きながらでも受け入れて、実はそれを楽しみました。
So the staff really became surprised at the goodness in all of us, and we really enjoyed making this film.
It almost becomes impressionistic, I think, the imagery in the film.
Impressionistic.
which gives me pause, because it occurred to me while watching Ponyo that Ponyo, the main character, or at least the titular character, the eponymous character, is allegedly a goldfish, and yet she does not look like a goldfish you would find in a pet store or a pond. Likewise, in your films, we have a creature called a Totoro that we cannot find in an encyclopedia or even Wikipedia. You can find it, I'm sure.
そういうふうに見えますね。トトロも実際に実存しませんね。例えば百科事典には載ってないっていう。
ポニョはですね、 初め赤いカエルだったんです。それもブリキの赤いカエルだったんですけど、どうしても何か見覚えのあるものしか描けなかったんで金魚になってしまいました。
Actually, Ponyo started off being a red tin toy frog. But I couldn't really make a story out of a frog, so it became a goldfish.
本当にいい加減なんですけど、そのネジをキリキリっと巻くとピョコピョコピョコっと動く、そのブリキのカエルがもしああいいキャラクターになってたら全然違うストーリーが生まれてたろうと思います。
So I think if we had a sort of a wind up little tin frog that hopped and made that into a story, then it would have become a completely different story.
Well, it occurs to me that in for example, had Ponyo been made by a Disney or Pixar, the audience would be expected to know that she was a goldfish and she would look like a goldfish. And in many, particularly American animations, the characters are rooted in biological models. So Mickey is a mouse, Bugs is a bunny, Donald is a duck. But in your work, once again, we have Totoro, we have the Omu from Nausicaa, we have a Ponyo that is a goldfish but doesn't look like a goldfish. I wonder why this difference, this imaginative leap.
Disney とか Pixar がポニョを作ってたら、その金魚だということをはっきり見せるように、
Speaking of magic.
金魚のように見せてたでしょう。ですからアメリカの。そういうアニメーションが実際に生物的なものに基づいているということですね。ミッキーマウスはネズミだし、はい、ドナルドダックはアヒルだし、バグズバニーはウサギだしということ、トトロとかナウシカのオウムとかポニョは実在しないような動物ですね。
動物を描くときに目を描くときです。目をね、そのときに表情を読み取りやすくしすぎるんだと思います、うんうんうん、僕は自然界のものってのはもっと奥深くて人間の判断を超えてるものを持ってると思うので、トトロを描くときにどこを見てるかわからないように描けっていうふうにスタッフに言いました、うんうんうん、そのオウムはましてどこを見てるか全くわかりません目がいっぱいありすぎて、その考え方の違いではないかなと思いますけどね。
When we draw animals, we have to draw their eyes. And in order to simplify things, some animators draw eyes that we can really understand and look into. But I think nature is beyond our understanding. It goes beyond our own psychology. When we were making Totoro, I told my animators to make sure that we didn't know where he was looking. He just had these eyes that looked out. And with the Omu in Nausicaa, we don't know where their eyes are looking at all because they have them all over. They have many eyes and it's hard to tell what they're thinking or what they're looking at.
トトロはこれは本当にスタッフに言いましたけど、利口なのかバカなのかわからない、
うんうん、
何かものすごく考えてるかもしれないけれど何も考えてないかもしれない、そういうふうに説明していました。
So I explained to my staff that we have to make Totoro so that we can't figure out whether he's really smart or really stupid. He might be thinking very deep thoughts, or he might be thinking of nothing.
Okay, I have to interrupt our discourse briefly to let you know that at 6:55 p.m., that's in roughly 4 minutes, The ushers will be circulating to collect questions from you. So if you haven't already sketched your question onto a card and passed it to the ushers, they will be coming around in roughly 4 minutes' time. So please make sure you get your questions submitted on time if you'd like to have us ask them. Okay, so we're talking about many eyes. And I'd like to go to another set of characters from the film known here as Spirited Away. The parents of Chihiro. And there is a very striking scene that struck me certainly as one of the most violent scenes in a Miyazaki film, which is when the parents are transformed into pigs. Some of you may remember Chihiro watches them turn into pigs as they gorge themselves on Chinese food, actually.
My friend, who's the model for that scene, it actually has come with me to the States this time. One of the models for the child in that film is his daughter, who's of course now quite grown up.
でもその娘はお父さん大好きだし、そのお父さんはお父さんで、まあ人間に戻れたからいいやってこう言ってますから。
But of course the daughter loves her father, and the father says, well, if I can turn back into a human, then it's okay.
But in the film, in Spirited Away, it seems, at least in part, a comment on rapacious consumerism. In fact, I think the parents use credit cards to purchase their piles of food.
はい。え、主義っていうこと、え、に対してのコメントかと思います。親もクレジットカードを使ってますね。はい。そういう、いや、僕はあの、ごく普通の風景として描いたんで、あの、風刺したいっていう風に映画はあんまり作る気はありません。
Well, actually, I drew it as a rather normal type of situation, and I didn't mean it to be a satirical situation. I want to show that there are more valuable moments in life that children can have.
Chihiro then, of course, enters into another world very soon after that scene. And I wonder if you could talk a little bit about how fantasy or the realms of fantasy appear in your work.
Chihiro wa sono ato ano desu sekai ni aimasu ne. そういうファンタジー、そういうファンタジーの世界っていうものを作品の中で使われているということに関してコメントしていただけますか。
はい。ファンタジーを作るときにですね、どっかのトンネルをくぐっていったら別のところに行っちゃったとか、戸棚を開けたら別の世界に始まったとか、本当に入り方が安直な方法しかないんですよね。それで実はその千と千尋の神隠しの時はこれはいい入り口だっていうのをこう自分ではこう思いついてやったんですが、あの映画が始まらないんですよ、入り口を探している間に。それでそのせっかく そのストーリーボードを全部こう捨てました。あの結局いつもと同じようなトンネルの向こうに不思議な国があったみたいな話になってしまいましたけど。
When we're making a fantasy, The simplest way to show that it's a fantasy realm is to have the characters go through a tunnel or maybe open up a door in a shelf and there's another world behind it. In Spirited Away, I was trying to find a better entry point into the fantasy. So I had her be looking for entry points. But of course, then the scene got very long, and we couldn't really start the story of her being in the fantasy world. So I threw away all that and used the tunnel entrance after all.
It works.
Yeah. なんという安直な方法だろうと僕は思いましたけど。
I just thought I was sort of cheating myself by making it such a simple entry point.
でもまあ仕方がないですね。
Chihiro is one of many strong, independent, curious, ambitious young female protagonists in your work.
今あのスタジオジブリでは新しいアニメーターたちを、4月から22人入れてあの育てています。そのうち男は4人です。今年あと10人ぐらい新人を入れようと思ってあの今試験をしている最中ですが、22人残っています。その半分ぐらいにしなければいけないんですけど、そのうち男は1人しか残っていません。だからこう女性が強いと男が強い映画も作んないといけないなと思ってます。
At Studio Ghibli now, we're in the process of training new animators. From this April, we have 22 new employees who are hired as animators. And of those, 4 are men. And now we're in the process of trying to hire 10 more animators.And we've been going through the hiring process and their tests that they have. And of the 22 that are remaining, we still have to cut it down to about half, but there's only one man that's remaining among this pool of candidates. So because there are so many strong women now, I think I might have to start making films about men to encourage them.
Give us some confidence.
でもあの少年と少女の役割は違うんですよね。僕はポニョで見ていただけると分かりますが、ソウスケは最も困難な約束を守り抜くっていうあのヒロイックなことをやってるんですけど、あんまり評価してもらえないんですよね、みんな。でもそれが実は少年が課せられた一番大きなその義務ではない、なんでしょうね、一番大きな大事な部分なんです、約束を守るっていうのが。で僕も約束を散々破ってこういう大人になってしまったんですけど、でもどっかに少年が約束についてどれほどその純真にそれを大事にしているかということを、まあ、映画では伝えたいと思ったんですが、どうなんでしょう。
I think in films the roles of boys and girls are differentin Ponyo, the boy, Sosuke, makes a promise to Ponyo that he would protect her. And he faces many hardships and becomes very heroic in the way he protects her. But I don't think he's very much appreciated for doing that. And I feel that it's very important to...fulfilled the promises that you have made to people. I've broken many promises as I've lived, But I think making a promise and holding true to that promise is a very important factor in life. And in this case, the boy values that promise and makes that commitment.
It occurs to me, too, that his mother is a very powerful character as well in the film, very strong and very loyal.
My hope is that people who become mothers from now will become strong like the mother in the film. The way she drove the car in the storm was amazing.
It's amazing. I want to talk a little bit about format. Some of you here tonight may be fans of what we in America call, in a very broad term, anime, or animation that comes from Japan. Yet, as many of you know, most anime films are based upon manga series or graphic novel series. Miyazaki-san has more or less abandoned that approach, basing a feature film on a manga, and gone his own way, developing his own ideas as original feature films. And I wonder why have you chosen to do that?
I think we can just enjoy manga by reading manga as they are. Of course, if you animate it, you can perhaps add some features to the manga. But I think if you can avoid making manga into animations, it's better.
Manga to 映画というのはですね、アニメーションは時間と空間の感覚が全然違うものなんです。です。それを心得ないとつまらないことをしてしまいます。つまり、アニメーションを漫画に描いても別に面白くないし、漫画をアニメーションにそのまま写し替えても面白くはないんですね。時間と空間がこう限りなくねじることができる。誇張したり縮小したり飛ばしたり、いろんなことができるのが漫画です。でもアニメーションはやっぱり現実の世界を、ここに現実の世界を私たちはこういうふうに絵で描きましたっていう作り方をするものだと僕は思ってるんです。時間の流れも、それから空間のありようも、それで映画になるんだと思いますが、ですから漫画と映画というのはやっぱり違うんだっていうふうに、僕らは映画の方に属しているっていうふうに思ってます。ちょっと長くなりすぎました。
Manga and film, animation film, have very different concepts of time and space. And unless you are very aware of that, then the ultimate product can become very boring and uninteresting. You have to know that the sense of time in terms of expanding time or condensing time, stretching time, and space as well is very different in the two media. In animation, and in, especially in manga, that sense of expansion or condensation of time is a very a salient feature. For animation, we are very intent on showing that we have drawn this, that time and space flow as we have drawn the frames. So I think that's the important difference that we need to keep in mind.
That's very important. In the United States, animation films tend to be storyboarded, or the storyboards tend to be done by a group of artists, storyboard by committee, if you will. But I know from I know that you do your own storyboards yourself. Do you think there's an advantage to having a single artistic vision dominate, essentially?
In Japan, it's a normal method to have the director draw the storyboard. Occasionally, there's different people working on it, somebody who draws the storyboard and somebody who directs the films. But that's not the the usual method. And in fact, it's almost a condition to become a director, to be able to draw the storyboard. So if a person can't draw a storyboard, then he'll be thought of as being unnecessary to the production of a film, even though he is the director. That's one way of thinking, let's say. I don't want to get into trouble here.
Well, I know you've said you do a lot of thinking, to come up with the seed or the original idea for a new film. And I wonder, how do you know when you have the first illustration that you can develop into an entire feature-length animation? What is it that tells you that you've got something, yeah, you're ready to proceed?
よく考え抜いてアイディアとか、そのうちシンナルような、要素を作られる、考えられていることを聞いていますが、そのイラストレーションなり、何かそういう考えをして、で、それでこれで映画ができるって確信できるような時はいつですか?
いや。映画によって違いますけど、本当に自分がずっと確信してやってきた道筋がこのままではダメだって、かなり土壇場になって分かってくる。その先このまま行ってはいけない。何か別な道を見つけなきゃいけなくなるという時から、
Of course, depending on the film, it's different. It has been different for me. But it's only when I've tried something and I realize that I can't go on this path anymore, I can't push this idea anymore, and I abandon it and then find something else that I think I have the core to make the movie. And this is what I tell my staff. It might be kind of a sort of a loser's way of thinking about it, but I tell them that they have to really struggle hard and do something that seems like it's just useless and impossible, and then they'll find something.
つまり 登場人物に幸せになってほしいんですが 説得力なしに幸せになるだけでは映画として面白くないわけで、見ていてその幸せをみんなが納得できる形を取らなきゃいけませんから、ストーリーではないんですよね。その時の努力なのか偶然なのかそれは分からないんですが、両方上手に混ぜながらとにかくその一番いい終わりにたどり着かなければいけない、それはもうほとんど謎解きのそのスフィンクスの謎に答えるような気分で答えを見つけていかない時がよくあります。
We want our characters to end up being happy in the film. But we can't have that happen in an unpersuasive way. We have to satisfy our own wishes and the audience's wishes so that they'll really believe that the characters have overcome something and have become happy. So whether it's by effort or by accident, we have to find the best ending, or the best ending perhaps finds us in some sort of mysterious way.
Has that process become any easier for you over the decades of work, or has it become more difficult?
I think it's become more difficult. ですから毎回ようやく切り抜けたっていう感じで映画は終わってますね。
So each time I make a film, it's I feel that I've just been able to get through it.
その切り抜け方の弱点に多くの人が気がつかなければいいなと思いながら。
And I hope that people won't find the weaknesses of the way I just managed to get through the story.
いや困りましたねこれは。だから実は映画が出来上がるともう僕は二度と見たくないんですよ。もう
So after a film is made, I don't want to see it again.
できるだけ早く忘れるようにするっていう。
And I try to forget about it as much as soon as possible.
Well, with every Miyazaki film, especially recently, we've been told that this one may be the last.
いや最近ではないんです僕は。
Not recently.
2本目のナウシカを作ってる最中に家内にこんな辛いことはもう二度とやらないって言いました。
I told my wife when I was making my second film, Naushka of the Valley of the Wind.That I don't want to go through this kind of pain again.
それから毎回言い続けたんで、一番説得力なくしたのは家での話なんです。つまり家内に対して説得力なくしたんです。
So since I say this every time for every film, I've become least persuasive at home.
だからもうずっと前から家では言わないようにしてます。
So I've been trying not to say this at home, at least for a long time.
Well, you talked about this new crop of up and coming animators that you're training at Ghibli now. But in my experience, having recently written about the animation industry in Japan. One of the challenges the industry faces today is finding and keeping young talent.
アニメーションの作家を今育成されているということなんですが、私も日本のアニメ産業についていろいろ書いてるんですけど、日本ではそういう新しいアニメーターを探し出して、それをアニメーターとしてずっとやってもらうっていうのが非常に難しくなってきている感じがしますが、
難しいのはもう本当に初めからそうです。 テレビのアニメーションが始めた時から現場は大騒ぎをし続けて、今それを中国に持っていくとか、その韓国に持っていくかという形で一見こううやむやにしてますが、まあ、同じような騒ぎが続いてるんですよね。で同時に少しも改善されていかない。で私たちのところは、まあ、何とかしてこう鉛筆でずっと書いていくっていう、その、まあ、こんなにいっぱいすごい高速船が走り回ってる海だから、一艘ぐらい丸木船でみんなで漕いで行っても生き残れることができるんじゃないかっていう、ほとんど根拠のない仮説でそのこれからちゃんと賃金も保障して やれるとこまでとにかくやっていこうっていうふうに決意を固めているところです。
Actually, from the beginning of television animation, it's been very difficult to have enough animators and to keep them satisfied. Nowadays, we're kind of avoiding the problem by sending out work to China and Korea. But the problem hasn't been solved, and neither have conditions improved. In our company, we're determined to keep the method of drawing with pencil. And it's as if we're rowing a bark among many high-speed boats in the sea. But we're continuing to do this with this sort of hypothetical thought with no basis at all that we can actually keep going like this. So at least we want to assure people's wages and place to work so that we can have some of this work be done within Japan.
Can you explain for perhaps for audience members who are accustomed to CGI or computer-generated imagery in animation, what the virtues are of, you know, rowing your lonely boat amongst the speedboats? Yes, exactly. So, why?
あの人間の手で描くには面倒くさいから、コンピューターでやったら簡単にできるんじゃないかと思って、そのコンピューターの人に頼んだことがあるんですが、結局何をしたかと言いますと、一人青年を連れてきてコンピューターでその絵を描かせてたんですね。それなら僕らが描いたのがずっと早いって、こうそれもっと簡単にできる。それが大きな経験でしたね。もっといい加減にやっていいんだって僕はアニメーションについて思ってるんです。
Since it involves a lot of drudge work to draw by human hand, we thought it might make it things simpler to have a computer use computer graphics. So we hired a young person to do this computer drawing, but we realized that we could draw faster and easier by hand than by the computer. So I think it's a matter of thinking that we should be more casual about drawing animation.
あの、僕らのアニメーションは本当にかなり自由でしてですね、その子が打ちひしがれてる時は細く小さく描きますし、それが自信を持っている時には大きく、頭の比率も随分変えます、気分で変えます。そういうことはどうもコンピューターは難しいらしいんですよね。じゃあ自分たちの気分でやった方がいいんじゃないかっていうふうに、これは本当に思ってます。
I think we're freer when we are able to draw by hand. When the character is feeling very downtrodden, we can draw the character very thin and small. And when the character is feeling full of confidence, we can draw his head bigger and show the feeling that he has. It's difficult for computers, it seems, to show this kind of feeling, or to get this kind of feeling into the lines that the computers draw.
Do you think that this speaks to an aesthetic that is particularly or peculiarly Japanese, or do you think that it's universal, but you just happen to be a holdout in the world of hand-drawn animation?
いや、要するに自分の仲間はまあ随分リタイアしましたけど、その後の若い人たち、今はもう中年になってる人たちがね、このまま慌ててコンピューター習うよりずっと鉛筆使って頑張った方がいいんじゃないか。その人間たちが頑張るだけじゃ足りないから、
Well, many of my colleagues have retired, but those colleagues of mine and the middle-aged animators that work with me, rather than having them rush out and learn how to use the computer, I think it's better if they just kept drawing by hand. And then we have extended that to think that we will try to train younger animators who want to work, want to draw by hand. I can't say whether it's really a Japanese aesthetic sense because I haven't really looked into that or studied that.
ただ基本的に僕らのアニメーションは 日本のお客さんによって成り立ってるんだって思ってます。ですから、他の国々に行って上映されたのはもうボーナスみたいなもんで、僕らは日本でとにかくなんとかご飯を食べていこうって、そういう努力をしていこうと思ってます。We
make our animation for the Japanese audience, and it's the Japanese audience that supports us. When we take our films to other countries, it's sort of like a bonus for us. So I want to continue to be able to eat our rice in Japan.
Is there a danger that with the outsourcing to Korea and China and other parts of Asia, that essentially, Japanese animators are training their future competition?
いや、なんとも言えませんね。つまり、どんなに 対等な関係を保とうと思っても、お金を出している方が強いんです。で、お金を出されている方の屈辱感は消えないもんです。ですから、自分たちが外国と仕事をやるときに本当の真の対等を築き上げる自信があるかどうかっていうのを考えなければいけませんね。I
think no matter how equal you try to make it, the side that is handing out the money or giving the money is stronger. And the side that receives the money has a feeling that they're inferior. So I think it's really difficult to have an equal relationship.
EU の中だったらまた違うかもしれませんが、東アジアの歴史はもう少し怒りや恨みを残している歴史ですから、EU の内部と同じような訳にはいかないと思います。
I think perhaps within the European Union you could have that kind of a cross-country collaboration or work flow. But in East Asia, it's not sort of unified like that, so I think it's difficult.
Well, right now, the the Japanese government is actually getting behind this idea of soft power. I guess I can guess your reaction to that already. But you know, there are, in this country, there are anime conventions and expos and celebrations now, I think, every weekend around the country, from the northeast to the southwest. I hesitate to ask this, but what do you think about this effort on behalf of the Japanese government to promote Japan's soft power via manga and anime and cosplay and fashion and so on?
そう言ってる、そういう政府はもうすぐ変わる予定です。
I think that government will soon change.
来月、来月、next month,
next month,
next month. So much for soft power. Okay, I'm going to now ask some questions that we've called from the audience, so we don't run out of time here. Here's the first question. Mr. Miyazaki, what is the most important piece of advice you could give to someone who is just starting to learn about animation? And that's from Kim Zhu, who's a sophomore at Otis College of Art and Design.
あの、自分の目で見てスケッチをいっぱいすること。それからそれをきちんと批判してくれる人を持つこと、厳しくおだててもらうよりも、そういう人を持つことがとても大事だと思います。
I think you must sketch what you see with your own eyes and have somebody who will critique your sketches in a strict way, not trying to coddle you.
A good critic. Here's a very direct question. Mr. Miyazaki, which of your characters reminds you most of yourself? And why? From Dan Phillips.
できるだけ出さないようにしてるんですが。出さないようにしてますけど。
I try not to show myself in the films.
あの、絵が下手な人間は自分の顔に似るんですよね、絵がね。そういう弱点があちこちで出てるのかもしれません。
There might be a weakness of mine that if you're not a very good drawer, then your face comes out in all kinds of drawings that you do.
So are you several characters?
Yeah.
I try not to show myself in the film.
Okay, we'll have to guess. This one is from Mariko Hoshi, who is a CG animator living in the Bay Area. When you hit, or when you have the creator's, artist, or writer's block, what do you usually do? When you have creative block, writer's block.
The only thing I can do is think.
本当に考えると、鼻の奥の血の匂いがしてきます。でも浮かばないものはしょうがないですから、そのうちにひょいと出てくることがあるんですよね。そのために頑張るしかないんです。血の匂いがしてくる。
When I really think hard, then I smell blood deep in my nose.
Ouch.
And when I'm really thinking hard, it's not necessarily that thought process, but something might just come to me out of the blue, seemingly. But I have to be have really hit a wall and have really been thinking hard and be really troubled by this to have that come.
これは僕の勝手な考えですが、人間の脳みその表面の部分でものを考えている。で、その下に無意識っていう層がありますけど、そのさらに下にはもう少し暗い部分があると思ってます。それでストーリーを考えたり、映画を作るときにその意識した部分で作ってると、どっかでつまらないんですよね。ところが無意識っていうのは簡単に出てきてくれないんです。で、うんと困って表面が疲れ果てると中からプッと出てくるんです。でも無意識だけでは足りなくて、その無意識のさらにもっと奥の方から出てくるには相当血の匂いを嗅がないといけないんです。
This is my own theory, but I think we do a lot of our thinking with the surface of our brain, and then there's the subconscious, and then there's an even deeper place than that, a deeper, darker place. What we really want to say can only be said when we go to our subconscious. And if we get stuck there, then we have to go deeper. That deep place is the most difficult to get to. And that's when I smell the most blood.
Does travel ever inspire you, going to a specific location?
Nowadays, I just walk around my house, take walks around my house.
Here's one from Valerie Woolard, a UC Berkeley student. Do you believe, Mr. Miyazaki, that children 50 years from now will still relate to your films? Or will the world be too different by then?
おばあちゃんが面白いからこれ見てごらんって孫に言えるような映画が作れたら最高です。でもお母さんが言うぐらいまでしかまだ作れないんじゃないかなと思ってますけど。
I think it would be wonderful if I could make a film so that the grandmother can tell the grandchild that this is a wonderful movie, you should see it. I may be able to do that, but I'm not sure if I can make films that a mother can tell her child that she must see it.
I know you have said in the past that one of your goals in making your animated films is to give children a kind of dream or the power to dream. And I wonder if that goal has evolved over the years or if that's something you started with from the very beginning of making films on your own.
以前には子どもたちに夢を見る力を与えるということで映画を作ろうとしているっておっしゃってますが、その目標というのは以前から同じですか、それとも何か変わってきてますか。
方向は変わってません。というよりも僕は自分の映画というよりも僕らの映画という呼び方の方が好きなんです。ちょっとそれ訳してみますか。
My direction hasn't changed. Rather than saying they're my films, I prefer to say that they're our films that we make.
その僕らというのは今のジブリのスタッフのことを指しているわけでもないんです。もっと前に自分が 20代に仕事を始めた時にそこで出会った人間たちと何とかして今の自分たちがやってるくだらない仕事じゃなくて本当の映画を作りたいと思ったその時の僕らなんです。ほとんどの人間はもう仕事に携わっていませんけども、やはりその時の気持ちが今自分の中で僕らの映画っていうふうに言わせてるんだと僕は思ってますけど。
And it's not necessarily that I'm thinking of my current staff when I say our films. I'm thinking of the people that I started working with in my 20s. And when we discussed among each other that we want to quit making these trashy things and we want to make better films, those are the people that I'm thinking of. Many of them are no longer working in the animation area or they've retired or whatever. It's those people, my old colleagues, that I think about when I think that I'm making our films.
小さな労働組合があって、アニメーターの代表やディレクターの代表や、それからインクペイントの代表やカメラマンの代表、エディターの代表、それから制作進行の代表、そういう人たちが集まって、まあ組合の話もしましたけど、映画作りの話を随分しました。その時につまりアニメーターの意見だけではなくて、カメラマンの意見やインクペイントの人たちの誇りを持ちたいという思いとか、いろんなものの上に自分たちの進路が定まるんだっていうふうにその時に思ったことが未だに尾を引いてるから、つい僕はその僕らの映画って呼んでしまうんです。
Those of us who were directors, animators, ink painters, production people, all gathered together within like the labor union and discussed issues. So I think what we were trying to do is to make things that were satisfy each of our own specific roles, whether we be an animator or an ink painter. And it's that, in that sense that I think that we're making our movies.
Okay, here's a question from Ashley from Mills College. And this is, seems particularly appropriate to Ponyo. The concept of true love comes up in the majority of your films. If you could define it, how would you?
本当の愛というものはどういうふうに定義されますか?
And do you believe in it?
それを信じますか?
Cynical at the end.
それは、みんなそれぞれの試練の途上になるんだと思います。
I think it's at the end of all our difficulties, our problems that we find it. We find true love.
あの映画が終わった後ですね、スタッフは宗介はこれから大変だっていう人間が多いんですが、僕は宗介は大丈夫だってこう一人で言い張ってます。
When we finished making the movie Ponyo, the staff said, Sosuke is going to have a lot of difficulty being with Ponyo from now on. And I said, he'll be all right. I was the only one who was saying that.
強い。
いや、それが人生です。
That's what life is. To deal with the difficulties.
Okay, a question from Tom Law, who's at CalArts. What is your hope for the future of animated filmmaking? What is your hope for the future of animated filmmaking?
将来の希望というのはどうでしょうか。いや、これは作りたい人たちが精一杯その時に作るしかない。ですから僕は未来は論じない。その今自分が何ができるか、自分たちが何ができるかを考えた方がいい。こう未来は分からないですね。
Those who want to make films should be making films. I don't like to discuss or theorize about the future.I think what we need to focus on is what we can do now. So I don't want to think about the future in that way.
I know you've talked about in the past, in fact, you had an exhibition with the French animation giant, I guess, Mobius. And I've also read some of your essays about a Canadian, French-Canadian filmmaker, Frédéric Bach, who's a brilliant animator. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about your influences, those artists who have influenced you in your career.
Mobius.
Hi.
ちょうど天神さんもそ れ,、
はい、
それとかフレデリック・バックに関しても書かれたことがありますね、はい、でそういう、他のところから の影響っていうのはどうでしょう、うん、影響を受けた人たち、
うん、あらゆるものから影響を受けているんで誰からどういうふうに受けたかっていうのはほとんど記憶にしてないんですけど、僕らはやっぱりエンターテインメントのフィルムを作る人間たちですから、その、うん、その範囲に縛り付けられながら何とかしてその束縛を解こうとする努力をし続ける仕事だと思ってるんです。ですからちょっとメビウスやフレデリック・バックとは違うんだっていうふうに思ったんですけどね。
Well, I've been influenced by many people, so, and I can't reallyremember exactly what I have taken from other people. But I am in the realm of making entertainment films, even though I try to break out of the mold or the constraints we have in terms of that genre. I think I'm a little different from Mobius and Frédéric Bach in that regard. Mm-hmm.
In terms of other entertainment filmmakers, who would you say is perhaps a peer or an influence?
やってることは全然違うんですが、ジョン・ラスターと、それから、アードマンの連中ですね、イギリスの、あれは僕らの戦友だと思ってます。
We're doing totally different types of animation, but John Lasseter of Pixar, Disney, and the fellows at Aardman, like Nick Park and Clay Animation, I consider them to be my comrades in arms.
Would you ever consider making a live action film, and are you at all interested in live action films? なぜですか？はい、
ご興味ありますか？実写のフィルム。
日本の風景を50年ぐらい戻さなきゃいけなくなるから、それとても難しいですね。
You'd have to turn Japanese landscape back about 50 years, and that's a little difficult to do to make a live action film.
Because the landscape is so corrupted.
道路、それから線路、あるいは工場、家、川の形、森の形、雲の湧き方、もう全部変わってますから、それをコンピューターで全部直すっていうのは至難の業で、ちょっと僕にはできないですね。それに人間の顔も違ってますし。
The roads, the railroads, the factories, the inlets, the clouds, everything's different. And so we'd have to use a lot of computer technology to change it. And that seems to be too difficult to do. Even people's faces are different now.
Is this why so many of your settings seem to be colored by, if not directly based upon, European scenes?
Yeah,違います。それはアニメーションですから、アニメーションで日本を描くこともできますから、その時は風景は僕の好きなように変えます。
Of course, it's animation. So when I set it in Japan, I can use Japanese settings and change them from reality to make it fit my film.
Do you have a favorite film of yours? Is there one that you look back on and feel that it was the most successful accomplishment so far?
I don't think if you have many children you can say this one is I love better than the other one. They're all precious to the parents. So all my films are precious.
And so what can we expect, or I suppose I should say hope for, pray for, next from Hayao Miyazaki?
I don't really know myself. For people say that I'm very active and energetic for my age, but I often feel tired, and I feel like this what I might make in the future can't be decided just by my own self, my own will or decision.
要するに机に向いたこう書きながらばったり倒れて死ぬっていうのを選ぶか選ばないかとかあんまりかっこよくないですよねそれも。
So it becomes whether I choose to keep drawing and perhaps flop down dead in the midst of drawing.
Oh, God.
But that's not a very cool way to go.
No, and I think with that in mind, we should let you get some rest, Mr. Miyazaki. Thank you so much for... Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's thank our translator, Beth Carey, our interviewer, Roland Keltz, and the amazing generosity of Hayao Miyazaki.